This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. At least 14 Maoists have been killed in a joint interstate operation at Chhattisgarh-Odisha border. Central Committee member of Naxalites Jairam alias Chalpati has also been killed in this encounter. A reward of 1 crore rupees was declared on him. Additional Director General Naxal Operations of Chhattisgarh, Vivekanand Sinha, said that the operation was conducted in the border areas of Garyabandh district of Chhattisgarh and Nuapara district of Odisha. Intermittent exchange of fire between security forces and Maoists continued for more than 36 hours. A massive search operation is underway by the security forces in the area. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a series of executive actions revoking 78 of Joe Biden's policies hours after returning to the White House. Mr. Trump signed an order seeking to end automatic birthright citizenship for children of people not in the country legally, as well as those in the country legally but not only temporary, such as tourists, students, and those on work visas. Agencies have been given 30 days to implement the order. It says for a child born in the U.S. to gain citizenship, at least one parent must be a U.S. citizen, a legal permanent resident, green card holder, or a member of the U.S. military. In one of the major orders, President Trump directed to withdraw from the World Health Organization. In his order, Mr. Trump cited a string of reasons for the withdrawal, including the Global Health Agency's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the failure to adopt urgently needed reforms. He accused the WHO of being biased towards China in how it issued guidance during the outbreak. Mr. Trump also signed an order to begin the process of withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. He also invoked emergency powers to expand U.S. energy production by reversing climate-related policies and facilitating oil, gas, and mining activities. The campaigning for the Delhi Assembly polls is going on in full swing as parties and candidates are trying their best to woo their voters. Ruling AAP, BJP, Congress, as well as other parties and independent candidates yesterday held padyatras and meetings to garner support in their favour. Senior AAP leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann also held a roadshow in Shakur Basti, and party MP Sanjay Singh held a public meeting in Mustafabad Assembly constituency. Senior BJP leader and Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini held public meetings in Patel Nagar, Shalimar Bagh and Rajendra Nagar Assembly constituency. Member of Parliament Pappu Yadav held a public meeting in Badli Assembly constituency in support of Congress candidate. BJP yesterday released the second part of its Sankalp Patra. Voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on 5th of next month and counting on 8th of February. Maharashtra has signed multiple MOUs worth 38,750 crore rupees at the ongoing World Economic Forum in Davos in presence of Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis. The maiden MOU signed between the Government of Maharashtra and Kalyani Group covers the defence, steel and electric vehicle sector. This agreement is expected to attract an investment of 5,250 crore rupees and generate 4,000 jobs in Gadchiroli. The second MOU worth 16,500 crore rupees was signed between the Government of Maharashtra and Reliance Infrastructure Limited in defence sector and is expected to create 2,450 job opportunities. The third MOU signed with Balasore Alloys Limited is worth 17,000 crore rupees and focuses on the steel and metals industry and will create 3,200 jobs. The Association of Legislative Bodies All India Presiding Officers Conference has resolved to ensure disruption-free environment, qualitative debate and discussion during the proceedings of legislative bodies. The Apex Organization of Legislative Assemblies and Parliament adopted 5 resolutions on the concluding day of 85th Conference of AIPOC in Patna. India Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions at isolated pockets of north and eastern parts of the country for the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.